Hi, my name's Bart. This is Bart Cop Radio, show number nine. And we're going to try to raise the level of organization. It's tough to do with a 64 IQ, but we're still going to try. There were some people who said show 8 was not too bad, but show 8 hit a new level for disorganization. I completely forgot. Tally Briggs, the Weather Vixen, four things out there on the coast, making MP3, sending them to me, and I don't have the brains to include them in the show. Worse still, we only have one advertiser here at the old BCR, and I forgot him, Mick Raceley, silver.com, our only advertiser. You can tell I'm not in this for the money, because I forgot the only guy who sent money in. But we will remember him this time, by Koresh. So, big show. What I've tried to do this time, you know, every time we're trying something new, this time we're going to try the less clumsy segue. This will be the less clumsy segue show. I've got a bunch of clips, and instead of saying, here's a clip, I'm just going to play the damn thing. We will break the rules. Yeah, that's me. Bart Cop, the big rule breaker. You can just see me on a big Harley out on the road with wearing leather, can't you? Okay, to get started, where's that damn checklist? See, now one must stick with the checklist to be sure one gets everything. Oh, here it is. It says, do shot of Chinaco. Okay. Cannot beat the taste of Chinaco Añejo. In case you're wondering, that opening song was Robert Plant's Tie-Dyed on the Highway. We must be in heaven, man. Which is a guy... I think the guy's name was Gravy something. Was it Lumpy Gravy? Was the guy who said that? It was from Woodstock, 69. I was there in 69, not at Woodstock. Okay, what about some news? Can't hurt to have a little news. First thing that caught my attention was a quote from Condi. God knows Condi always tells the truth. It is 16 words, and it has become an enormously overblown issue, Condi says. And, of course, she's talking about the reason we went to war. See, it's so overblown that we went to war for fake reasons. So people need to knock it off. They need to watch what they say. They need to be patriotic and stand with the murderer. It's important. Hope y'all wouldn't mind if I use the word bitch to describe Condi. Condi the Aunt Thomasina. You know, Condi, I can think of some other words that maybe were overblown. What do you think about... I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. You think that might have been just a little bit overblown? It's nobody's effing business who the president is having sex with. It's not, unless it's a Chinese spy like the Republicans were caught having sex with. I think that's how that story went. Or maybe it's just that the Republicans didn't want to look into the FBI sleeping with this girl. Because, I don't know, that's what, was it a Republican contributor? Unless there's national security involved, there's no reason for anybody to worry about anyone else's sex life. But the Republicans said that was extremely important. We had to look at, remember, I'll tell you, a son of a bitch, John Ashcroft, he kept saying again and again, he needed more details about the sex between, if you call that what they did, sex, it wasn't, I guess it was sex. It wasn't sexual relations. Clinton told the truth. But Ashcroft kept saying that again and again, that he needed more details. And I printed on the page, just as, let's see, Monica broke around issue 114, I think. And shortly after that, probably, you know, 130, 140, somewhere in there, I said that I was going to test the bounds of First Amendment speech if Ashcroft said it again. And if he said it again, I missed it. And I don't think he backed off because of my threat. But, you know, there is porn on the Internet. There is written porn. And some of it can be so incredibly extreme. Oh, my God. But, I mean, they have stories on the Internet. You know, these people just write stories and put them in there. They just make them up and, you know, press send. And so they're posted in various places. Some of these are just so depraved. Abducting 9-year-olds and, you know what, and then killing them. What I was going to do is take one of those stories... And, you know, one of these programs has a feature where if the bad guy's name is Wilbur, You just changed Wilbur to John Ashcroft. And that's what I was going to do. I was prepared to do it. I'm certain Perkel would back me up on it. I was going to grab one of those stories and put John Ashcroft in there and post that and wait for that son of a bitch to come after me, because he was real, real desperate to get more details. He had to know, it was constitutionally important, he had to know which breast Bill kissed first. Was it the left or the right? Did he suck the nipple or did he just lick it a few times? Ashcroft had to know. That was important. But as of this moment, there are only 224 dead Americans. And the reason they're dead is not important. Clinton's boner is important. Dead Americans, not important. Same for 9/11, not important. We don't need to know why Bush went to sleep on 9/11. We don't need to know why the son of a bitch was taking a month-long vacation while the FBI and CIA were telling him something big was coming and Al-Qaeda was going to do something with airplanes. That's what we partially know, but the Bush White House is doing everything they can to block this 911 report. And if it ever comes out, they're going to have Lee Hamilton fix it up front. They'll ask Lee, a good Democrat, the opposition party, they'll ask him to come in there and take out all the references that might endanger national security. Oh, yeah, we're sure. Condi thinks we need to get over the reasons why we went to war. And excuse me, bitch, I'm not going to get over it. I'm going to hammer it. We're going to hammer it again and again. If somebody doesn't want to hear me talking about why we got hosed into going to this stupid war, then they say we're going to be there for years. But if anybody does want to hear a bunch of that, it would be best for you to save your money and cancel your subscription, because we are not going to start. We are going to talk about that stupid war and why we went there and the idiot that started it until those boys come home. I guess we're on the air until, 2006, 2007 is when we might have a chance to pull out, they say. No matter who, if Kucinich gets in, he can't bring those boys home. I guess he physically could, but the idea that we went in and destroyed the infrastructure of a nation with, 20 million people, and now we're going to leave? Can you imagine the horror stories that are going to come out of that country when Saddam gets back in power? Wherever he is, he's videotaping all these celebrations. He's going to have his people go through those videotapes and locate the people that were happy that Saddam was pulled down, and he's going to go after them, and the very least he's going to do is cut their tongues out and then shoot them in the head. Oh, what a nightmare. All this because the son of a bitch wanted to steal some oil, and the Democrats just sat there and let him. Half the Democrats voted with him. It is unbelievable that the Democrats give in every time, all the time. Give him a blank check. He can legally murder people. That's something else that I'm not going to let go of. How do we know he didn't kill Paul Wellstone? He can legally do it. Not a court in this world can hold Bush accountable for murdering Paul Wellstone if he did. But he's got the legal right to do it. If he wants to murder me, he can. Hey, fuck Barkov. We're taking him out. That's how this monkey thinks. You get in his way, he steps on you. Okay, so Condi, you can shove that overblown right up your ass, sweetheart. Because I didn't hear you complaining about Bill Clinton's sex life being overblown. No, that was underblown. You wanted more gas on that fire, slut.
But as you know, on a more serious topic, our country has been under attack by religious extremists. Often these extremists deliver their threats via videotape. And I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Another videotape has surfaced. This one's asking God's help in disrupting America's highest governmental institutions. I have to warn you, it's not for the faint-hearted.
This Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, has been weighed in the balance of God's judgment and found wanting. And what we're doing is praying that God will move in his way against them. It's up to the Lord to decide what to do.
It's up for the Lord to decide. Pat Robertson just identifies who to crush. The Lord does the crushing. It's a little thing called teamwork. Robertson sets, the Lord spikes. Triggering the announcement, the court's recent 6-3 ruling decriminalizing sodomy.
Now, six judges voted to protect private sexual conduct, but Robertson has only targeted three.
I was earnestly praying today and naming some of these Supreme Court justices. God knows them. He knows their names. He knows what they've done.
If God knew what they did, you may be wondering where God was when the Supreme Court actually rendered its ruling to decriminalize sodomy.
Well, we put our theologians on that, and it turns out God was busy fulfilling Dayton, Ohio 16-year-old Elliot Kalan's prayer for a Nintendo GameCube. So congratulations, Elliot. Your new toy turned America queer.
I've got a stack. You can't see it because this isn't Barkout TV. Tommy Mack's been in my house. Tommy, please don't tell what you saw, but the whole house is full of stacks of stuff. Mostly it's videotapes and CDs and I don't know, just stuff, but all around the little studio here, we just got nothing but piles of paper. I go through a paper, I circle this, I put X's by that, and I put it in the pile, and I think, I'll sit down, and I'll do an hour on that stack of papers, and then, you know, you sit down, and you check the mail, and then you do this, you do that, pretty soon, ooh, midnight. So, we're attempting to go through the stack, and I think the stack is in reverse chronological order, whatever that means, but I think that means the new stuff is first. Not that we're going to do many sports, but I see here on front page of Friday's newspaper in the sports, USA Today, it's a great picture. I looked for it. I looked for it a long time. I spent 15-20 minutes looking for this picture on the front page of Friday's USA Today sports. The top story, there's something strange in the wind. It shows Tiger, Tiger Woods and four of the people looking for his ball. This idiot. Apparently, on the first hole, he hit the ball, and I don't know if they found it to this day. But old Tiger just don't have that magic like he used to have. Last I heard, he was in fifth place. Hex on thee, hex on thee, hex on thee, Tiger. Nagada. You are not going to win this one. Also, closing sports, because I know how you hate the sports. I think you hate the sports more than you hate the music. But I did not like these idiot cops in Colorado. Boy, I'll tell you, Kobe Bryant better be guilty. He better be damn guilty. He better be iron-proof damn guilty on videotape for what they're doing to him. These idiots announced yesterday, they get all breathless, and you know how backdoor Bettina Gregory, you know how she would get when she was talking about Clinton's penis? Well, that's what they're doing in Colorado. They're getting all breathless and grabbing a microphone saying, hey, I got big, 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 big news about Kobe Bryant. You ready for the big, big, big news about Kobe Bryant? We're going to tell you tomorrow. The sons of bitches. So that means for 24 hours, the whole sports world is going crazy with what are they going to do. They pretty much have to charge the guy. I mean, after what they've done to him, and then Thursday to announce that you're going to have an announcement the next day, what the hell is the purpose of that? So another 100 media whores can fly to Colorado and stand there with their microphone and record this extremely important story? I think we got here. You know something else? I took a lot of shit over that stupid moose fella in Virginia, wherever he is, Maryland, I don't care where he is, but I took a lot of shit over that. I don't care. I think I was right. I don't know that he was a bad guy, but I'm certain he was in a position to do the wrong thing. And you don't give a man, trust me, you do not give a man the power to enrich himself when he does the wrong thing. Bart's Law number 2, if a mistake will make you money, a man will make that mistake again and again and again till the end of time. But this Colorado guy sounds to me like he wants to get a little of that moose money. He's going to write a book. He's going to be famous. He's going to be on Larry King every night. And the bigger the story is, the more money he's going to make. There's going to be a bidding war for the sheriff's story. And that's stupid. How do we know? I mean, we're supposed to find out today. It's almost 3 o'clock, so in about a little over an hour, we're supposed to know this Kobe Bryant deal. But they better have some ironclad, videotape, medical DNA guaranteed proof that he is guilty after what they've done to Kobe Bryant. He can't get his name back. He can't ever get it. If those stupid cops come out today and say, we're sorry, it was all a mistake, the girl confessed that she made it up, where does Kobe Bryant go to get his good name back? I don't know a thing about the man, but they say he's the cleanest guy in the NFL. I'm sorry, in basketball. And if they've done this to the cleanest guy in basketball, that is an outrage. The following is an ad for our only sponsor so far, MickRaceley-Silver.com. When you go to Mick's website, which is MickRaceley-Silver.com, you'll see a deal called Design Info. When you click on that, it says, challenged me with the unusual request: jewelry, accessories, sculpture, boxes. If you've seen a piece somewhere, perhaps in your mind, and you don't know where to get it, contact me. I offer custom one-of designing, yours or mine. I can do fabrication, casting, repoussé, don't know what that is, fire painting, which is drawing on silver in a plastic state. I will combine metal with wood, leather, stones, fossils, relics, etc. I'm able to work from photos, drawings, and or spec sheets. Plus, we know he can work off a Chinako bottle. I craft biomechanical, tattoo, counter and subculture art, and object d'art. My favorite specialties are wildlife, flora, fauna, and animal and human anatomical themes. Sounds like something for the ladies. I can design promotional and award recognition products using corporate, club, or organization logos. Products include buckles, pins, pendants, rings, or other accessories applications. Contact me at mickraceley, which is RASLEY-silver.com. I heard they did the ESP, the ESPY Awards, whatever they're called, I don't care. They said it's possible that Lance Armstrong might replace current double champion, whatever, the last 2 years, Tiger Woods, for being Sportsman of the Year on ESPN. Golf isn't even a sport. How in the hell did Mr. Perfect win the best Sportsman of the Year the last 2 years, since golf is not a sport? Remember, the Supreme Court ruled that Casey somebody could use a golf cart to ride around, because it's not a sport. A sport is when you stand on your 2 feet and you do something. Race car, that NASCAR stuff, that's not a sport. That's a bunch of boys playing with expensive toys, riding around in a damn circle. That's not a sport. Sport is when you do something with your body. Checkers, poker is not a sport. Neither is checkers, neither is chess, neither is masturbation or watching TV. Sport is when you do something. So how in the hell, I guess they gave it to Mr. Perfect because he's so perfect. Oh, God, he's perfect. Except the fact that he's won one tournament the last couple of years. All right, moving on. Here we go. Al Newhart, founder of USA Today, and self-aggrandizing, if that's a word, prick. I don't like Al Newhart. Quoting his, this is Friday's Today's paper. Bush's frequent braggadocio, or truth stretching, so far doesn't measure up, doesn't measure up to the lies told repeatedly by those two modern-day President Pinocchios, Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon. Pardon the French, but fuck you, Al. How many people died because Clinton lied? Explain it to me, Al. How many people died? Was it 500? Was it 5,000? No. Turns out Clinton didn't have any deaths on his watch. You know where I'm going. Clinton never sent a man into battle that didn't come home. Bush lied and got 224 people killed so far. Fuck you, Al. What is wrong with you? How are Clinton's lies worse? The Republicans, what they want to set up a standard that when they accuse a president or if they accuse a Democrat of something, he needs to admit to the charge immediately. Now, what kind of shit is that? I think President Bush raped that girl in Fort Worth. That's a story on today's Barkov.com. And he won't admit it. So that means he's dragging this out. Well, I'm sorry, there's no story there because the press won't cover it because it's about a Republican. That Jackson Thoreau did a story. He said the National Enquirer once ran a story about Clinton dating a woman with three breasts. Now, they've got room for that. They don't have room. And I'm not, this lady in Fort Worth, she may just be another Paula Jones. She might just be another Juanita Broderick. But why did we look at, we impeached Clinton for lying about whatever, Monica, in relation to the Jones matter. So it was that important because a woman made a no foundation, no proof claim against Clinton. We impeached him. Now this lady has filed a lawsuit against Bush for sexual assault, and they don't even talk about it. It's a secret. We all know Bush is such a good man, he'd never do that. So we're not even going to look at it. Bush is guaranteed perfect. He would never do anything like this. So just don't ask. So shut up. What the hell's wrong with you? So, Al Newhart, you can just suck on it, buddy. You're a lying bastard, making Clinton the big liar when Bush got 224 people killed. Hell, if it wasn't for the war, we go back to that stupid submarine. Bush has been in office a couple of months, so the first thing he did was get his Enron buddies, put them on a boat. He calls the admiral, or had his people call the admiral and say, hey, show my boys, my Enron buddies, a good time. Got it? Do you understand what I'm saying, Commander-in-Chief? I'm saying, show them a good time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, we got orders from the White House to let these guys play with the boat. And 9 kids died. That's okay. They were gooks. They were slants. It don't matter. They were Japanese. Who cares? Sons of bitches. And the press let them off. That gave them an excuse to rail about Clinton in the Lincoln bedroom. How many people did Clinton kill in the Lincoln bedroom? No, I'm sorry. There wasn't any deaths. But Bush kills 9 kids was because he had his Enron buddies playing with the boat and they let him off the fucking hook again. Oh, my God. I don't know if my blood pressure can survive this fucking administration. Got a political cartoon on the same page. This is the end of the news page, page 15A. Shows the vulgar pig boy sitting there calling the game on ESPN. And it shows him saying, that ref has all the good judgment of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Jack Kemp, now there was a quarterback. Oh, sidebar. Jack Kemp couldn't go to Vietnam. You know why? Because he had a bad knee. He had a bad knee. He was good enough to play quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, but he couldn't hold a gun because he had a bad knee. What the fuck is wrong with this country? Guy's got a bad knee, so we let him go play football? Ain't no way you can hurt a bad knee in football. No. Guy like Ray Lewis, guy weighs 300 pounds and runs a 104 seconds. He launches into your knee. No, he can't get hurt that way. All right, back to the pig boy calling football. Their defensive line is thinner than Gebhardt's eyebrows. That game was less exciting than a John Kerry campaign rally. Well, of course, they have to sugarcoat it because, you know, you wouldn't want to take Rush on in the newspaper. But I'll tell you what's a whole lot more accurate is the quote from yesterday's BarCup.com. You know Rush and Michael Savage are the same guy. Savage is maybe 5%, 5, 10% a little farther than Rush, or maybe Rush is 10% smarter than Savage. He's better at coding things. But the idea that a sodomite should choke on a sausage and die, that's exactly what Rush Limbaugh is. That is what ESPN is hired to bring to their broadcast, that mentality. Niggers and faggots need not apply. Hell, it's football. What, at least half of the NFL is black? And now we got a whites-only supremacist up there calling the game? What the fuck is wrong with ESPN? Blood pressure about 210 over 170.
Hey, kids. It's Tally the Weather Vixen. 3 words. Tour de France. Or, as Stephen from Bart Cop Sports would say, Tour de Lance. Lance Armstrong is beyond amazing. I've never been so into the tour before, but this year I am completely addicted. Monday, Stage 15 was one of the most exciting sporting events I've ever witnessed. 3 major climbs in the Pyrenees, insane fans all along the route, Lance finally going on a major attack on the last climb, and then his brake lever getting hooked by a spectator's bag and pulling his bike out from under him. What a fall! And he took Iban Mayo down with him, both of them landing very hard on their hips. In a tangle of bicycles, it's a wonder neither of them had worse injuries like a broken leg. And Jan Ulrich narrowly missing going down on top of them as well. What was even more amazing, since it happened on a curve, was that a motorbike camera crew or one of the crew cars who were all on top of them didn't run them over, causing even more carnage. Then, one of the most amazing things I've ever witnessed anywhere happened. The complete animal, known as Tyler Hamilton, who used to be on the U.S. Postal Team but is now on the GC team, and had been racing with a broken collarbone since day one of the tour, raced up to the front of the main group and motioned to the rest to wait until Lance was back up with the group. And they did. They all slowed down and kept looking over their shoulders and waited for Lance and Iban to come back up and join them. It's not the first time something like this has happened either, as Lance did the same thing a few years back when Jan Ullrich had a flat tire on a descent in the Tour. He waited for him. The race is won by the strongest man on a bike, not on a technicality. And you never take advantage of someone when they're down or having mechanical difficulty. Then you know you've beaten your opponents fairly when they are at their best. Now that is what I call honor and integrity. And we need a hell of a lot more of that kind of mentality in every other aspect of life. Sorry. So then, after Lance was back up, he was only down for about 15 seconds, even though it seemed like a freaking lifetime with his chain completely off and part of the machine broken. He then had a gear slip and nearly completely castrated himself as he lost his pedal. Finally, back up, he rode with the front group for about a kilometer when Iban Mayo, again, the other guy that crashed, made a break and began another attack. Well, this lasted for about a second, and Lance was on fire. You could see the adrenaline rush take complete control of him, and his bike turned into secretariat. No joke. He was gone. He found a gear and a place and a pace that no one else had even imagined. He shot past them and suddenly put more than a minute between himself and the rest of the group. And he had 10K to go from that point all uphill. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. They'd already ridden over 180 kilometers since beginning the stage that morning. Not to mention, this is the third week of this masochistic event. Lance took the stage, kept the yellow jersey for the eighth straight day, and managed to put 67 seconds between himself and his biggest rival, Jan Ullrich. What a race this has been. What a week this is going to be, and how much do I hate and detest CBS. Whatever twisted rights thing they have for Sundays is beyond unfair to this sport. They are blacking out the fabulous coverage that Outdoor Life Network, for those of us with obscure satellite or cable access, is doing, yet not airing it live themselves. No, all we get is 1 hour later after it's over of the highlights of the week, which means that there will not be any live coverage in the United States for the final stage this coming Sunday. OLN will have it later that evening, but by then, it'll be over, and the pathetic addicts like me will have to have had to get their fix with the live updates on the web. If anyone knows of a foreign site with streaming TV coverage, please email me at bcrweathervixen@yahoo.com. When I win the lotto, I want to chase the Tour around France sometime. That, I think, would be a blast. I could have Vigo naked, keeping me cool with a nice glass of champagne and some ice cubes rubbed on my neck, shoulders, and wherever. Oh yeah, weather. Hot and dry out west. Surface of the sun, the farther away from the coast you get. And back east, hot and wet. Poor Pennsylvania. Now you guys are digging out. Well, that's it for now. Until next time, this is Tally the Weather Vixen, and now back to the wild world of Bart Cop Radio.
Tally the Weather Kitten. Okay. This next bit, I'm not supposed to be segueing. Oh, I got to thinking, I'd probably handle a segue better than the unelected usurper, the never elected, well, we won't get there. This next bit struck me as funny, but sometimes things strike me as funny that might not strike you as funny, but that's what makes the world, no, that's love. Anyway, this was it's a commercial for the Army.
An American soldier serves more than his army. He's a selfless defender of our rights and freedoms. He is proof that one soldier can and does make a difference. Sergeant C.J. Overway, an Army of One.
Log on to GoArmy.com.
I hear what you're saying, but Bart, what's so funny about that? It was a damn Army commercial. Well, I think the funny part about that was it was on the Jon Stewart Daily Show. Now, I'm not saying Jon Stewart is anti-military or whatever, but certainly it's the most subversive thing on television. I mean, Saturday Night Live these days is half pro-Bush, and everything else on television is pro-Bush, and then here comes the only honest guy. John Stewart does such a good job. I learn more from John Stewart than probably I do from the evening news and my mailbox put together. When he explains an issue, you know he's not lying. He will put a spin on it, but if John Stewart says it, it's true. And I thought it was a little peculiar that the Army would use John Stewart show to get you to join. After watching Stewart make fun of the unelected monkey, and he say, "Oh, I want to go join the Army so George Bush can send me somewhere to die." Well, that isn't very funny.
Now, there are some who would like to rewrite history. Revisionist historians is what I like to call them.
Okay, next section. Congress gives Blair a cheering up. No, it was a full blowjob. I saw it myself. The Republicans, trying not to repeat what's on the page, but did you see? They always do that. Tony Blair would say, "Thank you, it's good to be in America." And all the roar coming out of the Republicans, all the roar. You would have thought there was 530 Republicans and 5 Democrats in that building. And the Democrats, they were cheering them on too. "Oh, Tony Blair, he's our ally. He's Bush's good friend, so he's our good friend." Jesus Christ, what the hell's wrong with the Democrats? Ted Kennedy had a good line. "It was incredible to see Republicans cheering a socialist." Good point. I remember Rush railing against Tony Blair over and over when he was Clinton's friend. Always talk about, "Oh, the socialists, oh, the socialists. They're just like the Leninists and the communists and the Stalinists." I mean, he just went on and on about the evils of socialism. Oh, here we go. Opening sentence here. "In his country, Tony Blair is in political trouble. His appearances at Parliament question time have provoked angry heckling from legislators on the left and right. In a poll of Britons last week, 54% agreed with the statement, quote, 'I wouldn't trust him farther than I could throw him.' Now, you know why Tony Blair is in a whole lot of trouble back home? Because England has a free press. If America had a free press, Monkey Boy's approval rating would be in the 20s. But we don't have a free press in this country. We have a back-up-the-government press starting summer of 2000. The electronic press, the print media, they've all become apologists for Bush and the federal government. Even the Republicans, who all my life have just screamed, 'I hate the government,' they're all apologists now. Rush, the Wiener Boy, O'Reilly, Hannity, they're all apologists for the federal government, explaining to you how perfect it is, how great it is, how it needs to be bigger. Let's have a Patriot Act 3, 4, 5, and 6. Let's get the government in every... They are so outraged that the federal government has not put troops in your bedroom while you have oral sex with your wife. Son of a bitch, what is wrong with people? They want armed guards in your bed, and if you think I'm exaggerating, why pass a law that you can't do it if you're not going to enforce it? That's jacking off, to use a phrase. Let's pass a law that you can't think impure thoughts about Beyonce. That's a good, a constitutional amendment that you can't have impure thoughts about Beyonce. Now, why pass that if you can't enforce it? See my point? Why pass an anti-sodomy law if it's impossible to enforce? The only way you could enforce it would be to have armed men in the bedroom. They have to have guns. It won't do you any good to have a little guy, a Barney Fife looking guy, standing there saying, "Quit that. That's against the law. Quit that." That won't work. You got to have somebody with the power to enforce the law, and now we're talking about a gun. The idiot Republicans, I'm so used to saying idiot Democrats, but the idiot Republicans, they want armed guards in your bedroom while you're having sex with your wife. That's how much they love the federal government. They've changed all their spots. They've completely turned around. Now that the unelected monkey, this murdering bastard, has taken control, now Big Brother in your bedroom is a great idea. I don't see any sense in that. I don't know why the Democrats don't fight back, outside of them being yellow and afraid and unwilling to work. I don't like that. Okay, still on the Blair story. Liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans cheered repeatedly during the Prime Minister's speech. Gave him 19 standing ovations. Well, 19 seems a little low. I saw it looked more like 40. It was a four-minute speech, but there was 34 minutes of applause where he couldn't talk. And I don't mind if they would applaud if he said something particularly profound or something, but when he says, Monkey Boy is a, what was the word he used? A responsible commander-in-chief. Oh, and they just roar. They just roar. Oh, my God. Bush, he's so much. He's 50 times better than Reagan. He's 100 times better than Reagan. And screw his dad. Bush the smarter. He's way down. I heard a lady on Rush say yesterday, she thought that Monkey Boy was one of the best Republican presidents since Reagan. So between him and his old man, Smirky is one of the better ones. Republicans like his staunch defense of Bush's foreign policy. He's a moral leader, said Tom DeLay, who was once sued by a vacuum hose on a Ford F-150 for sexual harassment. That didn't make the papers either. That stuff pisses me off. The Republicans, they get their little sex shenanigans. Actually, the Republican, you know, Democrats like sex. I'm sorry. Democrats like sex. Republicans don't. They repress it, like the priests. And so it comes out in these weird ways. Sex is not something, and what do I know? Yeah, I got a degree. I'm a doctor. This Doc Bart talking. But sex is a thing. It's a natural thing, and it's in your head. It's in your genes. It's in your body. If you deny it, it will come out in a way unintended. That's my opinion. And I think the priests and the Republicans back that up. How many hard right Republican religious leaders have been arrested for grabbing some young boy in a park? You know, I don't have any names on the tip of my tongue. I mean, you got your, who's that guy that did all the crying? Jimmy Swaggart? And you got Jim Baker? And I know there's been a whole slew more, but one of those guys from the Southern Christian Leadership Council, or I don't know, that might be a good organization, I don't know, but you know how I'm talking about. About a year ago, got arrested for soliciting gay sex with some kid in a park or something. It's like, oh, and it was a second time. Not that gay sex is a weird thing, but if you're leading the charge for knock all that off, and then you get caught with one of the extremes, bad, bad news.
Clintons are not entitled to reimbursement for most expenses incurred by the independent counsel investigation, Rankles. This is the same right-wing judge who engineered the political appointment of Special Prosecutor Ken Starr, who proceeded to waste some $70 million of taxpayers' money in a partisan witch hunt.
Now, I didn't hear about this. I mean, I had heard that the Clintons had been denied reimbursement, even though the rule has always been if they investigate you and you're not indicted, they give you your money back, your legal fees. But, of course, they changed the rules when the Clintons came to town. All the old stuff went out. From now on, we're going to investigate your sex life. We're going to investigate everyone you ever met and the friends of everyone you ever met and anyone you ever did business with. We're going to go back 30 years and we're going to torture people, threaten them with death in prison if they don't give us something to screw you with. Always with the new rules. I mentioned last week the nanny paying Social Security taxes. That was never a problem for Reagan and Bush. But no, the minute Clinton got to town, now we're going to start investigating the nannies of the people whom are appointed by Clinton. Always with the new rules. But, like I say, I knew they denied Clinton the money, but I did know it was that bastard Centel that did it. Now, you have to remember, Robert Fisk. No, that wasn't his name. I forget, there was a special prosecutor. See, now if I had show prep, if I had staff, there was a special prosecutor that was working on Clinton for a while, couldn't find anything. He looked high, deep, and white, couldn't find anything. And so Centel had lunch with Jesse Helms and Launch Faircloth. There's a great name for you. And they said, hey, we can't find anything on Clinton. He's got to be guilty of something. Why don't we go get that dirty bastard Ken Starr, that S&M freak, and we'll get him up there, and we'll have him dig into Clinton's sex life. There's got to be something somewhere about Clinton and sex, so let's get a son of a bitch like Kenneth Starr up there, and we'll have him root through Hillary's underwear drawers and see if he can't come up with something. This is the same bastard that later has ruled that the Clintons aren't entitled to the money that the law says they're entitled to. We got crookery here. And, of course, the whores on the net. I should have known that. I should have seen this. Guy like me, I get a lot of news stories come across my computer an average day. And this slipped past me. I'm glad Al Hunt caught it. And don't get upset when I say it slipped past me like I'm Mr. Catch Everything. But the point is, if I missed it, America missed it, because I'm paying half attention and America's not. So that once again, they screw the Clintons, but God saw fit to send Hillary, at least $7 million for her book, and Bill's getting $300,000 a speech. Sometimes he doesn't freeze, sometimes he gets $500,000, but God saw fit to take care of the Clintons. He knows who's right. And another thing, where were the Democrats? Once again, we see the right-wing hate machine, the vast right-wing conspiracy, because it goes from coast to coast, from Alaska to Florida. The Democrats just sit there and let the Clintons get screwed again. You sons of... I can't believe you would do that. The Democrats have got the loyalty of a flea on a dog. I just can't believe they would, again and again and again, stand there with their fingers in their ass while the Republicans are screwing the Clintons to death. Like I say, thank God they ended up with a lot of money of their own, but they damn sure earned every bit of it. Nobody in history, nobody in American history ever had to go through what Bill and Hillary went through, and now we're making them pay for it on top of it. That's a crime. It's a goddamn outrage.
After Jeffrey Kaufman of ABC reported from Iraq that morale of U.S. troops there had fallen dramatically. What did the White House leak? That Jeffrey Kaufman was Canadian and that Jeffrey Kaufman was gay. Now, I don't know. Does that mean, Al, you're supposed to believe him if he's a gay Estonian or a straight Canadian? Maybe they'll explain it to me.
If you remember last issue, Bark Up Radio number 8, I explained how when Bush ran against Ma Richards down in Texas, it was always with the gay thing, because Ann Richards appointed some gay woman to some post, and the way I remember it, and you know how my memory is, but it wasn't like she singled out this gay person and appointed her to some post. Whatever this was, there was 6 or 8 women that were appointed, and one of the 6 or 8 was gay. See, it's not like, oh, look, we got a big gay thing here, everybody look. She was, of the people appointed, one of them was gay. So them dirty sons of bitches in the Bush family, they fight dirty even for politics. So right away, it was Ann Richards. We can't trust her because she's with the gays. The whole gay thing, Ann Richards. Ann Richards wants to take your child's innocence away from her and homosexualize it. Ann Richards wants to hide in the bushes. And when your kids come out of your innocent children, when they come out of school, she wants to pull them into the bushes and sodomize them, because you know how those gays are. That's how the Bush family fights. To beat up Ann Richards, it was all the whole lesbian thing. And now they get caught making a bunch of shitty decisions. They got 250 men killed in Iraq, and it's the gays again that's the problem. Only the gays are outraged that 250 people are dead, because this unelected moron decided he wanted to steal somebody's oil. This is outrageous. Why isn't anyone else saying this? I know there are a couple of websites that are, but where's the fucking media? They're just letting all this happen. Mark Shields, I appreciate it, and Al Hunt. Hey, we can sort of depend on you two to stick up for the left. And Carville and Begala, that's kind of it on TV. 4 people on TV. Hell, you get 4 guys in 5 minutes on the Fox Whore channel beating up the Clintons, and there's 4 people on all of TV that might say something positive about them. Oh, and Margaret Carlson, you can go to hell.